Hi, my name is Amanda Panacea, and you're listening to the Healer Revolution podcast. This is a community for self-healers, biohackers, practitioners, and any other helping professionals. You're in the right place if you're seeking conversations about how pain becomes passion, the connection between physical, energetic, mental, and our spiritual self, finding your body's ancient wisdom, the latest biohacking technologies, clinical research, and if you just want to nerd out about complex biochemistry and quantum physics. But this is also for entrepreneurs who seek infinite abundance and a supportive community. So pour a cup of King Coffee or Sistis Tea and let's join the revolution. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Healer Revolution podcast. I am your host, Amanda Panacea. And today I have a really special guest, David Wong. Hi, David. Thank you for joining.
Hi, Amanda. Hi, everyone.
So, David, you are a frequency expert. Can you tell me what that means, what your background is, and how you came to be a frequency expert?
Well, yeah. My background is in some engineering, music, and Qigong, which is a Chinese meditation practice. And also in, you know, developing technologies over the last 6 years that focus on using frequencies. And I'm going to explain what that means in order to improve people's wellness, internally and externally. So that means in your body, emotionally, right, from your mental health and as well as your spiritual health as well.
Yes. And, you know, when I first got into frequency medicine or using frequencies, I got a lot of pushback. Can you explain why some people have such a turnoff for the word frequency and think that it's like woo-woo pseudoscience?
We've actually haven't had that experience. A lot of people are very interested in frequency medicine. There is a small, you know, portion of population that is that think it's woo-woo, but I think there's a most people are now more accepting to it is because number one, people are just sick and tired and know that the pills and the medications and the conventional medicine doesn't work anymore because all it's doing is just masking symptoms and just keeping them sick. Personally, I had ulcerative colitis, which is an incurable, according to all experts, disease for 10 years, which I was able to heal in just 90 days using just frequencies. Wow. So when I tell people that, they say, you know, they hear about my personal transformation, then they're a lot more open to it, as well as a lot more acceptance for ideas such as from Joe Dispenza about raising your frequency, raising your vibration, and meditation, using meditation, using your mind, and being able to heal yourselves and other people doing that. And there's a lot of science and research based on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you kind of go back in history and explain like the time period where it was like the frequency people versus biochemistry people and kind of what happened around that time period?
Well, I wouldn't say it's versus. I think it's just another way that the body works, right? I mean, conventionally, people are, you know, the scientific community agrees that, you know, there's chemical process in the body, right? You know, a chemical gets absorbed by cells or triggers reactions in cells through chemical reaction. But there's also been a lot of science that shows that electromagnetic signals, or basically you can call frequency energy, can alter the way the body works. You can alter the way cells function. For example, NASA did a study in 1992, I think, and they sent these cells into space and they use pulse electromagnetic fields to make them regenerate 40% faster than without. So, and then there's been thousands of studies over the last 80 years because PEMF, also known as a pulse electromagnetic field therapy, has been around for 80 years. There's been research all around the world from prominent universities and researchers. So it's actually quite accepted fact that it is science and it is working. It's also approved by FDA for a vast variety of actual diseases such as arthritis, depression, bone healing, wound healing. So all these studies have been done over the last 80 years. For people that say, oh, it's woo-woo, they just haven't read the research yet. They haven't, you know, went and actually done their research on the actual science.
Yeah, I definitely would say that that's accurate. And so you mentioned PEMF. What are kind of the different types or the different devices out there that are studied in some of the literature?
Right. I mean, the classic PEMF would be the mat, right? A lot of people have bought mats, and then a lot of people have enjoyed them and benefit from them. But a lot of people use them and don't get any benefits as well. And I mean, it's a really good technology. It just depends on which brand that you kind of use it for. But I think there's a limitation to that because when you're using mats, you're not using coils that actually create a magnetic field that can cover a large area. You'll only make magnetic fields about 3 to 6 inches higher from the mats. That's why you need the mat. You need to lie down on the mat and you need to stay there in order for it to work. Whereas what we've developed is something much more advanced called Qi coils. And if you can, here's an example of what it looks like. I mean, you see it in the background, but you can see one close up. So these are called toroidal fields or toroidal magnetic coils. And the reason they're shaped like this is because throughout the universe, the actual energy is naturally shaped like that. If you take a look at the magnetic field of Earth, it's a torus. If you look at our cells, our red blood cells, they're actual torus. If you cut an apple in half, what do you see? You see another torus. Galaxies, everything from the microscopic to the atomic or microatomic, subatomic, all the way up to the macrocosmic, cosmos, are you see this shape throughout the entire universe, throughout entire creation. So why not create a coil that imitates that shape? And what we found is actually it works a lot better, probably 100 times better than the traditional PEMF devices, based on that fact alone.
Wow. And so is this kind of like what people call like a Tesla coil?
It's based on Tesla technology, but Tesla coil is something else. Tesla
Okay.
coil is something that he created that basically charged up the atmosphere with electricity because it's just pumping a ton of voltage into a little ball. And you've seen the pictures, right? And then the sparks come flying out because it's trying to ground that voltage and it's not finding a ground. So it just goes through the air and shoots into the air and shoots right back into the ground. There's some, technologies out there that's using actual Tesla coils. When you feel them, they don't feel that good. All right.
Okay.
It's like really, really abrasive because it's not, and it's really, really a little bit stressful because you're really pumping a lot of energy into the air itself. It's not really like how many people get meditation or get into deep consciousness states when you get struck by lightning. It doesn't happen, right?
Yeah.
You'll get very like you'll get very charged up, but then to the point where you feel uncomfortable, right? What we do is we use the natural way that our actual chakras are shaped. How do I know how the chakras are shaped? Because they have cameras, they have devices that can actually measure the magnetic field from your heart and from your chakra points, and they're actually shaped like this. So not only is it outside, externally, inside of our own bodies, we have this shape that's occurring naturally. So why not use a shape that interfaces and communicates in the most efficient way instead of using these, there's some of these really high powered PEMF devices and it costs like $15,000 to $30,000. But what they're doing is just wasting energy, wasting money because it's not efficient. Why not? So what we have these, and these actually do better. We have lots of doctors, chiropractors, physicians say they have the machines, they have the expensive ones. And they have ours and say, wow, actually, we're getting better results with this with a lot less energy and it costs a lot less. And once again, there's one of the main reasons is because of the shape of the energy field that we're creating. But another reason is because we're using frequencies that are more advanced than what anybody else is doing.
Wow, so interesting. Yeah, so tell me more about the device. Is it like, do you have a software that has these frequencies, and how did you find these frequencies?
Right, so we have over 10,000 frequencies in our library. The vast majority of them we have curated from the last 80 years of research from other scientists. So they have used them, they have proven that they work. They've been used by probably hundreds of thousands of people over history now, or maybe more. And then we've also created our own frequencies. We call them quantum frequencies and higher quantum frequencies. And what we've done is we use many different methods, but one main method that we use is we use molecular mapping, which means if you know the molecular structure of, let's say, methylene blue, right? You guys into biohacking, right?
Yes.
Or NAD, NAD or NMN, or even DMT, okay? The spirit molecule. Mm-hmm. If you know the chemical composition, we can actually take it, put it into our proprietary software program, and then we can model the shape of that molecule using frequencies.
Wow.
Right.
That's amazing.
So, because when there's a molecule, there's the geometry in the molecule. There's also mass for each of the atoms or molecules that are connected to each other. So all those actually translate into a hologram if you translate into numbers. So that's all frequencies are. It's just a bunch of numbers over a period of time, right? That's the scientific explanation of what frequencies are. So if we can figure out what those numbers are in a molecule, we can extract it, we can emulate it as a frequency, as a sound, right? And then we can also use that sound to create a magnetic field using our coils. So we have two things. We have the sound or the holographic audible representation of the molecule. And then we have the electromagnetic, silent, energetic hologram of the molecule, and we use them at the same time. So you're getting multiple layers of this energy coming to your body that's sending instructions to you, that's saying, basically sending the information that your body would normally get, but as an electromagnetic field. Okay, so I'm sounding very technical, but basically to put it simple, it's kind of like music. All right, and music makes you happy, makes you sad. But what if, let's say, ayahuasca had a sound and music, right? It has its own unique music signature, and then you played that music, and your body not only listens to it with your ears, you actually listen to it with your cells and your DNA, because your DNA actually can listen to it. Like literally, it can listen to it, get the instructions, and change what they do.
Wow. That sounds so powerful. Have you done a lot of research yourself with your technology as well?
Of course. Yes. So, what does all it mean, right? It's all science. What it means is, like, just imagine if you can just forget any pill, any supplement, any diet program, any whatever, and you just use pure frequencies in order to change how your body works. Right. So let's say you want more energy. That's easy. We do that easily. You want better sleep. We can do it easily. These are slam dunks for all of us. You want to release stress. You want to improve your mood. Right. You want to get rid of depression. You want to get rid of traumas. We can do it in a matter of minutes. And
Wow. Yeah,
without any medication. And I'm not giving medical advice. If you're taking medication, consult a doctor and all that stuff. Right. But just imagine, if there was a technology that can use just pure frequencies and you don't have to change your lifestyle that dramatically, like you can just add this to whatever you're doing, right? You could be very healthy already, but add this and you're going to be able to basically communicate to your cells and tell them to do certain things, such as burn fat faster or get more energy or stronger, you know, have stronger muscles. Stop aging, reverse aging, and all those things. Grow hair more, right? You know, more hair growth, right? Some people have no hair.
Make more money? Is that a perk?
Make more money. I haven't gotten to that yet because some people don't believe that's possible. But I'm going to explain that in a second. But I'm leading up to that.
Okay.
So, change everything, how your body actually works, because that is the future. How many of you heard of Einstein's quote? Einstein said that the future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies.
Yes, okay? Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. That's Einstein. And he said that 100 years ago. And he knew something that other people didn't know, didn't really think about, because he knew that everything was frequency. Take a look of our reality. Is it mostly matter or mostly energy?
Mostly energy,
right? We're mostly empty space. Inside an atom, how big is the nucleus, or the proton nucleus? Tiny. It's like 0.00001% of the mass of the entire thing. So we're mostly empty space. So if they're mostly empty space, then we're basically all mostly energy. And if it's mostly energy, that means it's all frequency. All energy is based on frequency. So if you can change your energy, you change your destiny. That's my new slogan. Okay. If you change your frequency, you change your destiny. If you change your frequency, you change your destiny. Because what we found is, you know, there's a saying, people say, okay, if you change your thoughts, you change your habits, change your actions, and actions change habits, habits change your character, character changes destiny, right? We all heard that one before. So you got to, you know, change your thoughts and you change your destiny. But I say that there's actually something before thoughts itself. I say that there's frequency before your thought, because if you change the frequency that you listen to or you expose to, that naturally and automatically changes how the way you think. And if that's the case, then actually frequencies can change your destiny, because it's a chain reaction. So, which leads me to the idea of being able to make more money, be more successful if you have the right frequency, right? They say that, we all heard about the law of attraction, right? If you, you attract who you are, but I think it's deeper than that. You attract what you think and you attract your frequency, because remember, frequencies change the way you think. So if you can change your frequency, you change what you actually attract. And because when somebody looks like a glass, they can call it half full or half empty, depending on their mindset, right? So the same person who looks at a situation in their life, they say, oh, I'm so depressed. Oh, everything's so shitty. Everything going against me. Everybody hates me and nothing's working. And I'm so broke and blah, 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 and complaining. And then on another, but another person can look at the same situation and say, wow, there's so much opportunity here. I can do this. I can do this. And I better take action now, and I'm going to make these things happen. So they see the opportunity rather than they see the circumstance or they see the obstacles. It's the same situation, right? Two different points of view. So how do you go from a negative point of view to a positive point of view? Well, a lot of people do meditation, or they get association, or they learn and they read books, or they get a coach to help them do that, or they get a better lifestyle to help them do that. But I say there's an easier way. Just change the frequency. You don't need anything else, right? Because that's the underlying thing behind everything. The coach is good at training you because that coach is at a higher frequency than you, right?
Yeah.
Right? If you do meditation, that's good for you because meditation getting you to a higher frequency as the end result. If you hang around other people that are successful and positive-minded, they have a higher frequency, but so when you associate them, that raises your frequency. So it's all based on frequency. So why not just get the frequency to start with?
Sounds much easier. Yeah.
And then you don't need all that. I mean, all this stuff is great. But if you add that to all that, then you'll be unstoppable. You'll be unstoppable.
Yeah. I actually just got trained in theta healing, which is, you know, putting your brain into the theta brainwave so you can kind of manipulates your subconscious belief pattern. So with a device like this, you're saying that that would be much, much easier.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need a device. People can do this by themselves. You can meditate, you can get the theta, you can do delta, all these different brain waves, but it takes time to get there. It's kind of a different kind of work. It's not hard work, but it's more about relaxing work. It's learning how to relax harder. It's kind of like an oxymoron, right? So, and lots of people who are really sick, like I was, you know, I had no energy. I was bleeding every day. I was in chronic pain, chronic fatigue. I couldn't focus because I was losing so much blood. When you're so sick, and you're in, you know, even people in the hospital who have cancer, they're so sick, they can't freaking meditate. They don't have energy. They're just surviving. Right?
Yeah.
People think that meditation is just closing your eyes and going to sleep. No, meditation requires energy. It requires vital energy and life force in order to meditate, because you got to get those vibrations high into your pineal gland and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when people are sick, their frequency are so low, their energy is so low, their voltage, body voltage so low, they can't do meditation, right? Or it's very hard for them to do it. So they need help. They need a tool, which is what the Qi coils can do. This tool helps them to raise or charge them back up so that they can get back to normal. They can get back to not just surviving, but thriving, or get back to normal and then normal to thriving, right? So it's a process. And then with the, you know, with our technology, and my concept is to transform 1% a day. Transform 1% a day, right? A lot of people want that magic pill. Yes, some people experience like instant change and transformation with these, but most of it is on either for pain. A lot of people get instant relief for pain. A lot of people get instant relief of stress, instant energy, even instant luck attraction. That's pretty crazy. So a lot of things can happen instantly, but also having this, let's say you got one of these coils called Chico Aura. They're 2 by 2 feet. They cover 3,000 square foot. You just set it up, turn it on, and leave it on the house. And now every day you're getting that energetic boost. Everybody in your home, your kids who may, you know, suffer from ADHD or autism, they're actually getting support from this every day of their lives. And you don't need their participation. That's the best part, right? Because how you're trying to get kids to meditate or trying to get kids to study or do something to better themselves, most of the time they just play video games. So, and those are not really that helpful. I mean, some of them are, but most of them are not. So what do you do? Well, why don't you have just create an environment where as long as they're in their environment will uplift them. And the environment will transform their 1% a day. And that's what we're seeing, actually. We wrote a book called ADHD and Autism. We did a case study, 26 kids, lowest performing in the nation. They were in the bottom 20%. They couldn't count to 60. They couldn't memorize the alphabet. That's how bad it was. And then there, someone was so autistic that if you go up to them, they're screaming. You can't approach them. 4 months later, using our technology and our frequencies, and then with a special math education method, they scored in the top 1% in the nation in the math.
Oh.
So this is quantitative. It's not like, oh, they were a little bit more calm. Oh, they were a little bit smarter or more focused. No, they scored from the bottom 20% now up to the top 1% in the nation in their math scores, which is nearly unheard of.
That's unprecedented. Insane, yeah.
Okay, what do we do? They had educators come to our classrooms trying to figure out what we're doing. And they're saying, how are you able to help this child, this girl, who we couldn't get to talk for 2 years, right? And now we're looking at her, is this the same person? She's leading the classroom and teaching the class.
Wow.
Okay, so these things are happening everywhere that we're using these technologies. And then with the schools, we're seeing it very clearly. You know, in homes, we're seeing so many success stories you can see on our website. So yeah, we're transforming people, young people, old people, even pets and animals. We're transforming environments in ways that I think are very revolutionary and very groundbreaking. And I think we're just getting started. We do have scientific studies. For example, we have the case study. We have a pilot study with 200 people. And then we're doing another double-blinded, all that fancy stuff, double-blind. placebo controlled test that's coming up soon. So it's really incredible. I'm very excited about it. I love hearing the stories. You know, there's people on TikTok, and you can just search Chi Coil, you can see a bunch of them, you know, YouTube and everywhere.
Awesome. I work with a lot of people that deal with mast cell activation, and that's also what I went through. Do you have a lot of people that are super highly sensitive to things that have used it?
Yes, definitely. So if you're really sensitive to things, then Qi coils work better for you than other people, because you're probably sensitive to this too.
Yeah.
So, but in a good way, right? In a good way, because when I say EMFs, some people say, oh, I thought EMFs are bad for you, but no, EMF is just a thing. It can be bad or it can be good depending on what the frequency is, right? So right. Obviously the bad ones are, you know, the cell phones and the Wi-Fi and then 5G and all that, right? So that's bad. Now there's been hundreds, maybe thousands of studies showing that actually it can cause cancer, you know, kill all your sperm, screw up your DNA, and you know, and then they're trying to suppress all that. Actually, and then in I think in Europe, they banned an iPhone because it was too radiation, too
I
much
saw
radiation,
that.
Right? They
I think
banned
we
it,
all and, have
but
that
they
one.
Still sell it in the States.
Yeah.
Right? So how? What? Is this? Is this? You know? Is it's the same iPhone and they ban it in the Europe, why would, when they sell in the States and they let people use it in the States, doesn't make any sense. But why? Because they want to keep selling phones, right? They want to keep selling phones to please their shareholders and whatnot. And regardless of whether the radiation isn't good for you or going to harmful to you or not. So how do you protect yourself from it? Well, you can create an environment that actually increases your bioenergetic resilience. I think you have something like that on your website too, right? Bioenergetic resilience. And what that is your body has energy. Your body produces an energy field. So if you have a stronger, more dense field, then you're not as sensitive to harmful fields. Actually, the good fields that are coming from our coils actually override the harmful fields. So that's, you know, long story short is that this could be beneficial for people who are sensitive,
yeah,
more than even people that are not. Because the more sensitive they are, that means the more you can absorb of this and the less you need. And mm-hmm. these are actually quite powerful because if you use too much, you get detox symptoms very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, and let's talk about this device a little bit more. So do you use the programs that you already have, or does it read your energy and then give you what you need?
We have all the programs that you need. So you just need to search. Let's say you sleep, you type in sleep, okay, right? Or you want some specific thing. Okay, I'll show you here. Okay, so just give you an idea. So our frequencies are in this tablet.
Uh-huh.
And I'm running low on power. But we can see there's like a big library of different frequencies that you can search for, and there's different categories, right? Uh-huh. So we have everything from biohacking to brain to parasites, Lyme, you know, even sexual wellness, abundance and fortune, you know, meditation, manifesting, you know, skincare, anti-aging, you know, fitness, sports, for sports and athletes, for learning, for kids and stuff like that. So we have over 10,000 frequencies. So you can just pick the ones you want and play them at least 30 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it. So that's our frequencies. And then we also have another side. It's called the Rife side, and we have 10,000 Rife programs. And if you know what Rife is, basically every health condition there is, you know, arthritis to, this is something that starts with Z, I don't know, zits. Okay, from A to Z, we have 10,000 different programs. And you just run these and run through the program. Some are 10 minutes, some are an hour. So you just run through and that's all you need to do.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, so very passive.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, the bioenergetic testing that I use is like you send in your hair and saliva, and then they'll test the resonating frequencies off your sample, and they kind of create a report with what's kind of coming up, whether it's like nutrient imbalances or toxins or stress in an organ. And then what's recommended is usually like supplements or homeopathy or something like that. But this is a little bit different because it's you're just delivering the frequencies.
Yeah, just delivering frequencies. We have the general ones. I mean, if you want just general overhaul, then yeah, you don't really need to know what you need because it just gives you everything.
Right.
It's like a multivitamin, right? So you just play this one frequency and it does everything. So you don't really need anything else. We have those too, right? And then we have the specific ones, like I mentioned, the right ones. Like I said, you need something, you need help with like a knee, your knee hurts. Then we have one actually for the knee. Your shoulder hurts, and we have something for shoulder. You know, we have some, your teeth, we have something for teeth. So, you know, anything you can think of, we have it in here.
Yeah. 10,000, 20,000.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then I have a question kind of going back to the topic of EMFs. Do you feel like we're ever going to get to a place where we won't have to worry as much? Like, do you feel like your work and other people who do similar things is ever going to make a dent and our like capitalism of selling these devices that are so harmful?
It'll take a lot of money or a big, huge shift. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon because we're so addicted to our phones, right?
Yeah.
And China, they already have 5.5G ready to go, right? Mm. So, and who knows how more harmful that is. right? So I mean, 5 versus 4G is already multiple, like hundreds of times worse. So 5.5 is coming out, and they're saying 10G is coming out. So it, that's going to keep going. I don't think that's going to slow, because everybody wants faster downloads and streaming this and that, and they want faster computers. So I don't think that's going to slow down anytime soon. I think the best we can do is just to protect ourselves and make sure that we have the life force, you know, the chi energy that we call, so that no matter what happens with technology like that, that we're protected and we support ourselves.
Yeah. And can you explain for listeners why those frequencies are so harmful?
Well, let's take a look at 5G. That means 5 gigahertz, right? So gigahertz, I think, is like a trillion. Let's say you hit a drum, a trillion hits per second. Okay. Now, naturally, it doesn't really occur in nature. For example, if you look at the Earth's frequency, is 7.83. So every second is seven hits per second. And that's the natural frequency, and that's good for you. So when it's so high into the trillions of beats per second, then your cells listen to that and they're like, what is this crazy frequency? And they shut down. And they shut down, then they stop releasing toxins, they stop getting nutrients, and that's why tumors start to develop. So it's just the frequency that our body does not like. And it makes the cells freak out and not want to open up.
Yeah, and this is one of the things I recommend for every person I've ever worked with, is getting outside, being on the ground as much as you can. And as you can tell, I don't live on the ground floor. So it's a struggle kind of constantly to get out there and make sure that I'm touching the earth every single day and try and stay out there to kind of discharge all of that heightened energy.
Yeah. So to do that, actually, you can use a coil, because we have the Earth's frequency with it. So 7.83.
Amazing.
You play that, and then that will just actually tune your body into Earth's frequency without actually having to ground.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, if you ground, that's great. But then if you're at home in your apartment and you want to ground, you can actually tune your frequency itself directly into Earth's frequency using the coils. That's a lot simpler. And then we've had a person who actually just used that one frequency, who had 40 years of excruciating bad pain, back pain. And then he healed himself in 60 days after 40 years of pain and irritation and not being able to walk properly. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And so take me back to kind of when you were developing this, and you were healing from your gut symptoms. How did you know which frequencies to use?
I was just experimenting with a lot of right frequencies, as well as starting to develop some quantum frequencies at the time. So I kind of mixed and matched and see which one had the most effect. So I just found one is called intestinal inflammation, one of the right frequencies. And when I played that, I felt like my gut being massaged without touching it. And I say, wow, this is strange. This is something new. Something's happening. I don't know what it is. And then that day, my symptoms went down. It was less. So I knew something was working. Something was benefiting. And then it was reducing the inflammation internally. And I just kept using that for 90 days. And I was healed after that.
Wow. And do you have anyone else on your team, or is it just you? Are you a one-man show?
I have a lot of people on my team. So I have quite a large team. We have a lot of leaders. Also, we have we have a practitioner trainer. We have a lead coach who's also an affiliate manager. We have our corporate directions corporate director. We have our We have our sports and entertainment director, and we have an educational director. So we're growing pretty quickly. We have a large team now. Yeah, everybody's kind of doing their parts, in outreach and connecting with people. Like recently, we just connected with and we partnered with the NFL alumni, and now we're officially the provider for NFL alumni health.
Wow.
Which is pretty big, because NFL, they're the biggest sport in America. And we are recommended as the device to all their, retirees or whatever from the NFL, right? So, and it's official. So that's awesome.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah. I'm going to get a plaque soon that's going to go up there. It's shipping to me soon. And some children's foundations we've been partnering with. Another one called the Child Separation Foundation. And they actually fight against child trafficking. So, and they're very excited about using our technologies to help kids recover from trauma. You know, after undergoing the worst thing that can happen in their lives, right? And then also with, and then another foundation is called the MG52 Foundation. They're actually building charter schools across America, and they already want to use, or basically put one of these coils in every classroom to help the kids focus and relax. And it's already being used in classrooms. And other than the case study we did, we're actually doing another experiment right now as we speak. And these are with teenagers. So they're the worst, right? Teenagers. They're the most aggressive, disrespectful, and they have attitude. So we're dealing with the worst kids in the school. And you know, they're aggressive, they, you know, make antics. But every time we start the class, we play the calm frequency. And guess what happened? They're sitting down, they're calm. Wow. It's impossible, right? There's no counseling session, no anything that, you know, other than giving them a ton of drugs that will make them do that, right? But we're able to do it with just frequency. So there's going to be some experiment results coming out of that pretty soon.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And so let's kind of go back, like, with your research, like, where does one start when they want to learn more about, like, frequency medicine? Like,
I wrote a book.
Books Life and all that. Yeah.
So it's a bestseller on Amazon, number one bestseller. Mm-hmm. And you can get it on Amazon, but a lot of times it's sold out. So you can get the ebook and audiobook on my website, and it's only $1 for you to download it.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's quite vast. It took 15 years of knowledge and you know, research to get all this together. It talks about my healing story, talks about all the science of life force. It says the science of life force. Mm-hmm. I've kind of curated a lot of the experiments that have been done over the last 8 years about life force and different kinds of frequency healing and so on. A lot of people are not aware that there's a lot of science behind this, and it's all actually quantifiable. When I grew up, I thought that chi energy was just in my mind, and it was just my imagination, and it was just something that didn't exist. But I still just played around with it and meditated with it, and I would kind of do martial arts with it, and I thought it was just some kind of ancient thing that has no science behind it. But after I did the research and I studied more, I realized, wow, there's actually all this science. So then it kind of reaffirmed what was happening to my body when I was using these coils.
Yeah. Do you feel like us in ancient times were much more energetically intelligent than we are now? Like how the people talk about the Egyptians moving things with their mind and things like that.
Yes. I think the masters or the people who had the intelligence were a lot more intelligent than the average person. But now with the internet, I think generally more people, the number of people or the percentage of the population are more open to it or have experienced it. And now with science, backing a lot of this frequency medicine, it's more of the average person is starting to benefit from it and to experience it. Whereas back in the time, like, let's talk about ancient China, right? Ancient China, most people can't even read. Right. So the people who actually learned the Qigong, the people who actually did the martial arts, are only the rich people. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Or the monks or the poor monks. Right. So there's two, the monks and the monks. And if you're rich, you can have time and money to go up to the monastery up the mountain, spend a year there, learn everything and come back and then become a martial artist or what you call an adept. Right. But most people aren't able to do that. So unless you're in the army, right? So most people don't have training in Qigong. It was a very high level art that only a select people were able to learn, because they won't teach you, right? Nowadays, everything's in YouTube, but back 50 years ago, you can't learn any of this stuff. If you wanted to learn, you had to sit in front of the guy's house for like a year before they let you in, like a Fight Club, okay?
True.
Right? You have to prove your worth by doing all these like menial tasks for a year or maybe 2 years before they even show you one move. That's how hard it was to learn martial arts back then. Or you had a ton of money. You had like an equivalent of $100,000 today's money in order to pay a sifu to teach you their secrets. Because when they teach you their secrets, you are actually someone going to be high sought after, right? Because martial arts was one of the things that kept people alive at that time, right? Think about, it was kind of like almost like the Wild West in some places, right? There's raiders. It wasn't safe, right? And then they don't have guns, right? They have swords and everything. So you need to know martial arts in order to defend yourself. And if you're high enough in martial arts, then you actually gain standing in the community too, because people are going to learn from you. You're the master, right? So anyway, martial arts was a huge part of even a status, for status and for prestige and for the level of quality of life that a person has was based on martial arts. And nowadays it's not. Nowadays you can learn a lot of this stuff online. So it's very different. So back then, there's a lot of the highest levels of martial artists that can do some superhuman feats that today we have some of them that can do it as well. And I think that's starting to become more widely known that it's actually possible. It's not CG. These people actually are, you know, doing these superhuman feats.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think about in ancient Egypt? Do you think those people were able to move things with their mind?
Well, we still don't know how they built the pyramids. That's one thing's for sure. There's no modern technology that we know of that can build the pyramids, cut the stones, move them across vast distances, place them on top of each other with laser precision. So they definitely knew something that we didn't know, or at least whoever built it. Actually, Egyptians didn't build the pyramids, you know that, right? The Egyptians came in afterwards. So whoever built the pyramids before the Egyptians came, they had technology that was more advanced than we are privy to today. And it could be some kind of technology based on frequencies, right? There's one theory that they were using frequencies in order to levitate things.
Mm-hmm.
That's a possibility. Or anti-gravity, using some kind of frequency or some kind of energy, which is highly possible, right? But yeah, I think back then they were more in tune with, I guess, these I would say geometry, definitely, because frequency, geometry is also frequency, right? Because if you triangle, they have angles, and each angle is a frequency, right? And I guess if you have a cube, you got 90 degrees in each corner. So geometry actually is in itself actually frequency. So they understood that a lot more than we do now, in the way that they build structures, in the way that they create even music is very different from how we build things and create music these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. And then this is kind of a random question, but do you believe in aliens, and do you feel like they have some of this advanced technology?
I don't think I need to believe in aliens because because I think they're out there, and just based on the statistics alone. I mean, we live in how many quadrillion galaxies and planets, and then like how many of them are habitable and like human habitable. The numbers itself says that there has to be some kind of like intelligent life out there. It just statistically doesn't make sense that there are not. So whether I believe or not, statistically, I think that it has to be some kind of intelligent life. And we see a lot of evidence of it, right? Through all the, UFO sightings and people that are into that space. Yeah.
All right. So if somebody is just kind of realizing, okay, I need to take care of my energetic health, what are some of the things that they can do to start to feel better? Let's say if they can't afford your device.
Right. So our devices start at $399. So it's not, you know, unaffordable. I would say that's pretty affordable.
Definitely for a frequency device. Yes.
But we do have systems that go into the tens, twenties of thousands, but those are more for mm-hmm. collectors that want, like, this is a work of art. These are more for people who want artwork that is also functional medicine. So we call it transcendent art that's functional medicine, and those two things meet. And people use them for their homes. They display them as artwork, but they also actually increase the energy in the home and their healing energy in the home. So those are more expensive, but they start at $399. If that's also not expensive, we have payment plans. If that's still not affordable, then you can download our frequencies. We have free frequencies. There's 8 of them. If you go to the website that Amanda will give you on this, you know, later, then you can go there and you can get these frequencies for free. There's 8 of them that we give for free. There's like remove negative energy. There's luck boost. There's regenerate. There's soothe for pain. And then there's sleep, and then there's meditation focus. And so there's 8 of them. And these are really powerful. It's like, if you buy them, if we sold them, we can sell them for about $200 to $300, but we give them away for free. And the reason that we do that is because we know that once you use them, you're gonna benefit from them, and you're gonna start experiencing something you haven't experienced before. And it's gonna open your eyes, because I gave it to the guy, last guy that I did the podcast to. With and then he's like, oh, this is very different, this is really interesting. He's starting to listening to this every day, and then he's saying, well, you know, I never knew that these just frequencies can make such a big change in my mood and my energy. And yeah, so a lot of people need that experience, so give it for free, download them, try them out, and then, you know, prove to yourself that frequency is real, and experience it. You know, you can turn it off, you know, spend a week and not use it, spend a week and use it, and then see for yourself that, you know, it is actual. You know, not just placebo, it's not just your thing, it's actually changing the way you feel and changing the way you think, changing the way your body works with just the sound frequencies. And then when you're ready, you say, oh, I want to invest in something that's more powerful than you would, then I recommend getting a coil to start experiencing on a deeper level.
Yeah, that's really affordable. I think the cheapest frequency device I have is maybe like 500. So that's much. Like most of the other products that I've tried run around like $2,000 to $20,000.
Yeah. I mean, and it's worth it, even, you know, to spend it. If you have that money, it's worth it, because you get it once and you benefit forever. You don't have to buy refills. You don't have to go anywhere to get it. You just leave it in your home. Plus everybody in your home is going to benefit from it. So you don't have to buy it for everybody. You just need one, and everybody would benefit. And the quality of life, you know, that's priceless, right?
Right. Yeah. And so you kind of mentioned earlier things that lower your vibration, and this will help raise your vibration. What is the science behind, like, why do we feel worse when our vibration is low versus why do we feel better when it's higher?
Well, it's just simple stress, right? If you're stressed out, then automatically a lot of the body processes shut down, and stress is the number one cause of disease, for heart attack, for cancer, for basically like thousands of diseases, all based
on
stress. Right. So when you have stress, you know, you can measure that your bioenergy is tiny, right? It's collapsed basically. You can measure your voltage has collapsed. You can measure your brainwave balance is actually mostly delta waves. Right, because you're too tired and you don't have beta alpha waves. So you can measure a lot of these things, and you show, you know, your heart rate variability is also not good. So you can measure all these things. So when you're stressed out, you can measure all these frequencies are in your body are indicators that you're actually unhealthy or becoming worse. But on the other side, you measure a healthy person, happy person, then all the numbers are really, really good. Okay. So, and then you can see clearly that it's all frequency.
And so when you say they're good, does that mean they're all in harmony, or does that mean they're higher? like
Will be
faster.
higher, right? You can measure the energy from each of your chakras. You can measure the energy from all your meridians according to traditional Chinese medicine, right? You can measure everything, like your lungs, your heart, your kidney, I mean, spleen, intestines, triple warmer, right? Spleen, did I say that? Yeah, kidneys, I said that, right? Liver. So every organ, you can actually measure these with devices. And you can measure the energy levels from these. So if you have low energy at level, then actually psychosomatically, you will feel more stressed. For example, like in traditional Chinese medicine, there is a emotion or a personality that is associated with each organ. So for example, let's say your lungs are weak, then you would be prone to depression. Okay? Isn't that kind of like ironic that your lungs actually expand and contract, and when you're depressed, which means there have no air, that literally, then that means you're prone to depression. So the things that we label these diseases have a lot to do with what's actually happening to our bodies, right? So and then if you worry a lot, then your heart is weak, right? If you have anger, then your liver is weak. Okay, so there's a lot of like negative emotions that are associated with weak organs in your body. Now, the opposite is true. If you have strong organs, let's say you have a strong liver, a strong heart, strong lungs, then the opposite, right? So you have a strong heart, then you have no worries. You're confident, you're happy. If you have a strong liver, you actually have courage, right? You don't have anger, you have courage. If you have strong lungs, then you actually have a confidence, right? That's why you see the monkeys or gorillas beating the chest like this before they fight, because it actually stimulates your lung meridian to be more active and gives energy to your lungs, which gives you confidence,
Makes sense.
right? Before a fight or before a altercation. So a lot of these things we do naturally, like when we yawn, we open our, you stretch. That's actually stimulating our brain when we yawn, and we open our mouths and then we make that noise. It's actually stimulating parts of our brain to wake up and get energy. So a lot of these things that we see in nature, like animals do it, we do it. There's reason to it because it's connecting our organs in a specific way to activate certain emotions or patterns in our body, right? There's a whole, I mean, there's a whole, educational system behind, and it actually goes pretty deep with the traditional Chinese medicine, how all that works. But all you need to know is that, if you use the coils, you can increase the organ energy. Every organ in your body will increase in its energy, increase in its strength, thereby enhancing all your emotions, right? And feeling great, and thereby attracting a lot of the good things. Because you're feeling great, you're gonna attract people who are also great, right? You're gonna attract people who are also great, and usually people who are great, they make lots of money. Usually, right? Or they don't worry about money, at least, right?
Right, they
Right?
trust.
They don't like wealth. True wealth is not just how much money. I mean, there's so many people with tons of money, but their lives are shit, and they're depressed, and they
Exactly.
commit suicide. Why? Or their marriages fall apart because they don't have proper balance in their lives. They don't know how to have proper relationships. They don't know how to have proper health, right? Because they focus so much on money, and that's the only thing in their lives. And so they look maybe rich, but they're very poor, right?
Right.
In their lives. So there's not true wealth. So I think people who are wealthy are people who are something that they are, not what they have, right? If you're wealthy, that means you are wealthy, right? You feel wealthy. And you project wealth, and you resonate. You have the frequency of wealth and abundance. The way you think is frequency of abundance, and you feel good, and you have joy, you have happiness, you have stress free, you feel confident, you feel optimistic, you feel like you're above in the clouds all the time. Well, not all the time, but a lot of times. So, and to achieve that, you don't need a lot of money,
Right.
right?
I always tell people abundance is not having money, but it's more a trust that you will always have what you need and you're always taken care of.
Yeah, and be grateful. Gratefulness is really, really key. I mean, take a look at our lifestyles. We only like a small percentage of the population in the planet, and we have most of the wealth. Well, for now, until China takes over.
Oh
Yeah. But
Well, they're kind of polluted, so
yeah, that's true.
their health is probably going to go really downhill quickly too.
But they actually have actually they've embraced frequency medicine in China, right? They've embraced it, right? Whereas, and they don't embrace medication and they have the world's biggest medicine-less hospital in China. It's all based on qigong and energy. They don't take any medicine and they don't do any surgery,
Oh,
just
wow.
pure energy. And they have thousands of people go through every day. It's crazy. Yeah, China is just on a different scale. So they embrace energy medicine, I would say, more so than even Americans, because
Oh, yeah.
they just do what works, right? But they just do
America's
what
not
works.
there yet.
There's not as much politics. I mean, it's a different kind of politics, but when it comes to health and wellness, there's less politics in that arena. Whereas in America, the corporations are running our health. Right? Take a look at what's happening with Pfizer, right? And all these other companies. And all these companies that want to sell you jabs. That's, they don't have that in China, and they're not as malicious as that and destructive when it comes to people's health. But what I'm saying is, I think very soon, what were we talking about? We're talking about, yeah, like success and abundance, right? Right. So when you have wealth, is more something that comes from the inside and kind of resonates out of you, and it and then now money, having money is just a side effect of that, right? It is
Exactly.
not is not the thing that makes you wealthy. It's just a side effect of wealth, right? Whereas maybe people think that that's what creates wealth, but it's not. So once you have that different mindset, then you kind of relax and say, oh, then I just need to focus on my frequency and then I'll be wealthy. And then I'm saying, yes, that's exactly what you need to do. Think about it that way. Just focus on changing your frequency, and then all the other things in your life will start to line up for you.
Yes, very well said. Well, I love so many of the things that you're doing with school, with kids, with trauma. This is just sounds like such a promising avenue. Tell everyone where to find you. Where can they get involved, or where can they purchase the device?
Right, so I will give you my link wall so you can explore this world of energy. It's
Sure.
called usethechi.com. Usethechi.com. So use the QI.com, because chi is, I have a little thing that shows the, I don't know if this is going to show up properly. Is it backwards? Use the chi.com. Okay, I got to make
It
one right. I use these for the flip cameras, so I got to write one. Anyway, so it's
Great.
usethechi.com, and
I'll
on
put it in
there,
the notes.
you can get the link to my $1 book, and there's also a link there for the free frequencies that you can try. So I would just start there and then begin your journey.
Awesome. Amazing. Any last words or anything else you wanted to mention?
Well, people ask me what are the three takeaways that I like people to have. Is number one, there's no such thing as a incurable disease. There's no such thing as an incurable disease, right?
Yes.
Everybody cheered to that.
Yes.
They told me, all the experts, I went to so many experts and they told me, oh, you're gonna have ulcerative colitis your whole life. And guess what? I proved them all wrong. Okay, and there's people who, we have about eight stories of people who have cancer now who are able to recover from that, right? Where all the doctors said, oh, you're gonna go do this, the normal thing. This is gonna, it's gonna get worse, and basically you only have a certain amount of time to live and all that stuff. And they prove them all wrong too. Second thing is, it's through hardship that we discover our purpose. So you may be going through some hard times. You may have a health condition that you've been dealing with, and maybe to a point where you kind of learn to live with it. And you kind of accepted it, or you're just surviving. And but deep inside, you feel that there's more to life, And there's a way for you to, you know, reclaim that fulfilling active life that you're supposed to have. Okay. Now, well, let me say to you that, you know, that you can transform that, you can change that. And maybe through that process, just like how I did, you're able to find your purpose. And my purpose is to help a million people using the technology. So the third thing is, what's the third thing? I forgot. Third thing is, yeah, change your frequency, change your destiny.
Yes. Yeah.
Change your frequency, change your destiny. So hopefully from everything you heard today, you realize how powerful and how important frequency is in our lives. And a little bit about how this, there's so much science behind this, and the importance of what frequency you make yourself. Because if you change whatever frequency for the bad or the good, that's going to determine what your destiny is going to be. So that's all.
Yes, very well said. I love those three things. And thank you so much for being such an inspiration and, you know, being at the, I feel like really the forefront. I mean, I just found frequency medicine a couple of years ago. And I mean, thank goodness that it's kind of catching on and spreading. I feel really happy that people like you are out there that are helping so many people with a really affordable device too.
Yeah, I'm honored. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, David. Well, thank you so much for joining me and thank everyone for listening to this episode. I will see you next time. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. I am just so thrilled that you're listening to the Healer Revolution podcast. This has been a huge passion project for me and super therapeutic on top of that, helping me to use my voice and connect with other like-minded individuals. So if you're enjoying the podcast, please like and subscribe. Please share on social media or with your audience or friends or loved ones. I truly appreciate it. It does take a lot of time and financial costs to run the podcast, and it is not a moneymaker, let me tell you. So if you are enjoying this, I would truly appreciate your support just by sending me a post, a like, and a subscribe. Thank you so much.